Year, we will celebrate the 30th anniversary of the adoption of the Beijing Platform for Action. Although there was positive progress made since, the global community is falling short from achieving substantial gender equality by 2030. Historic and equal power relations between women and men, stereotyped gender roles and prejudices deeply rooted in societies continue to impede the full realization of gender equality. We call on the immense urgency to revisit to the basis of our principles and values as derived by the Beijing Declaration and Platform for Action. Excellencies, Cyprus is fully committed in intensifying all efforts towards achieving gender equality in all spheres of life. Cyprus's recent election to the Human Rights Council and the fact that gender equality and women's rights is amongst our priorities speaks volumes, and it is a solid proof of our commitment. Cyprus has adopted a comprehensive policy on gender equality in accordance with the provisions of the international framework, including the Beijing Platform for Action, the CEDAW Convention, as well as the 2030 SDG agenda. We reaffirm our commitment for the full and effective implementation of these instruments. Within this framework, the Cyprus government has set gender mainstreaming in public policies and actions, including in state budget, as a horizontal priority, so to create a gender responsive political, economic, and the social frame and a social framework. To succeed in this, the National Strategy for Gender Equality 2024-2026 was drafted after a series of public consultations, including with civil society and women's rights organizations, showcasing that a combination of a top-down and bottom-up approach can bring about substantial results. In line with the Beijing critical areas, the strategy includes new pillars and actions. And through the use of gender mainstreaming tool across the board of public policies, the strategy aims to deconstruct gender stereotypes, promoting equal participation in all spheres of life. Reiterating the political will of the government, the President of the Republic, all ministers and commissioners to the President signed last February a policy declaration on gender equality. The declaration emphasizes that all necessary measures should be taken to promote gender equality in the public service, showing zero tolerance to sexism, sexual harassment, and gender discrimination. Distinguished guests, distinguished excellencies, gender equality cannot be achieved as long as violence against women remains brutal reality. Preventing and combating all forms of violence against women and girls is within our highest priorities. We strongly condemn gender-based violence, including sexual violence and sexism in all forms and manifestations, online and offline, in public and private spheres, in times of peace, crisis, and conflict. Sexual and gender-based violence is a major violation of women's human rights and a barrier for the advancement of all women and girls globally. To prevent and combat gender-based violence, Cyprus adopted a comprehensive legislative framework recognizing that women are adversely affected by gender-based violence as a consequence of inequality. Of immense importance is the fact that Cyprus has established the crime of femicide as a separate specific offense. Legislations on combating sexism and online sexism and of stalking have also been enacted in the national legal framework. The National Strategy and Action Plan on Preventing and Combating Violence Against Women are the main two policy documents guiding us to confronting all forms of gender-based violence in a cohesive and thorough manner. Excellencies, to conclude, as we approach the 30th anniversary of the Beijing Declaration and Platform for Action, it is more crucial than ever to reflect on its principles and values, assess our progress and our shared commitment for gender equality and the advancement of all women and girls. The pathway to sustainable development is through investing in women's rights. We must not see gender equality as another problem to be solved, but as the solution to the many challenges and problems the world is facing. Thank you.